Royal Commando Ernie from Virginia on their show. And he just does a fantastic job of bringing us up to date every week of the issues that are vital to our continued freedom in this nation, or recovering the freedom that we've already lost. And I'm just so pleased that God brought us Ernie, Capitol Hill Commando, to our Officer Jack McLam program. He's a great, great American. And the tremendous research he does every week, folks, the hours and hours he puts into research to be sure that we're caught up on what we need to do to take action against the tyranny and the treason at the highest levels of our government today is just astounding. And God bless him. And, folks, I ask you to pray for Ernie and pray for his protection and for his health. And his wife, too, his family, too, because the government hates him. They absolutely hate him because without Ernie, we wouldn't know what to do every week. We'd have to do our own research, put hours and hours and hours in of research just to find out what we're supposed to do Monday morning to call our elected things and tell them no to certain tyrannical legislation. Treasonous legislation, and yes to the good legislation. So God bless you, Ernie, and please, folks, say a prayer for Ernie, for his protection and health, and his wife's too, his family, in other words. And also, while I'm thinking about it, folks, same for Congressman and Dr. Ron Paul. Please say a prayer for him daily, that he be protected. I've just got some intel in that the Federal Reserve international banksters who run our country today, this is the neocon Trotskyites that run our country today, are trying to figure out how to kill him, how to kill Congressman Ron Paul, Dr. Ron Paul. They're already talking about it. And so just pray that God will put the blood of Jesus Christ over Ernie from Virginia and also Congressman Ron Paul and his family, that they are protected from assassination attempts. Of course, they'll make it look like an accident. They'll have a clear eyes agent that's all souped up on hypnosis, take an 18-wheeler and plow into his vehicle with him and his family in it or something like that and make it look like an accident. That's the way they do it, and that's what they're very good at. So just say a prayer. I pray that you will pray with me daily for Ernie from Virginia and his wonderful wife, his family, for protection, and also Congressman Dr. Ron Paul and his family to be protected from the enemies of God and our constitutional system here. Okay, enough said on that. I want to say once again, happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Truly do love the mothers. My goodness gracious, I thank God for my great mother, Margaret Julia McLam, and she was a great Christian lady and killed her health to where she died early trying to raise us three kids without a father. And she did raise us three kids without a father, and but she killed herself too. I mean, her health. She worked two and three jobs a day trying to support us in Washington, D.C. and Arlington, Virginia. And I didn't know it because I was a young kid, but whenever we would come home, we were poor because my mom couldn't earn a whole lot, even though she worked two or three jobs. But she would give us her food, and we didn't know she didn't have enough to eat. But we would be hungry after eating what she would give us, and she would give us her food and wouldn't eat anything. And it just destroyed her health over many years. So God bless the mothers out there. God bless it, and thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for the great mothers that we've all had. We'll be right back with more right after these breaks.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit leesfountainofyouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com. 1-800-453-2202.
Okay, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, folks, and I'm supposed to share with you this very important news about one of our sponsors here at Republic Broadcasting Network, hempusa.org. Hempusa.org. I remember when I was in during the Vietnam War, folks, at 17 years of age, matter of fact, I remember hearing about how important hemp was to our country. Matter of fact, during World War I and World War II, the government demanded that people, farmers, plant hemp. This is not marijuana, okay? It doesn't have the properties of marijuana, okay? And it doesn't have the THC in it. But we grew hemp in this country because it was so important to building lines for ships. Now, people that are not sailors and are not Marines and are not shipborne type people like me would call it rope, okay? Hemp rope was very important. Now, in the military, we call it line, okay, that is aboard ships and different things. But hemp made the best lines out there, the best ropes out there. It made the best Levi's and work clothes and other very important clothes too that lasted forever. But the most important thing sell oil for. So they banned marijuana, planting hemp in the United States. They banned it from the U.S. And so the oil companies could make more and more money. Then they came out with petrochemical clothing. Remember that? The clothes you don't have to iron because it's made out of petrochemicals. Well, it used to be made out of hemp, and it would last five times as long as this petrochemical clothing that we have today. And many, many things. It was used for food. It was used to feed cattle. And it was just wonderful product. And so the government was taken over by the international criminal elite, the big corporations, and they banned marijuana and hemp so that they could make more money off their oil and control the people more. So here's this ad for hempusa.org. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of hemp, the hemp plant. So it's nutritional too, folks. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners to edible hemp. This is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Now, that's the hallucinogen in marijuana that makes you kind of hallucinate and makes you not able to think very clearly and so forth when you're smoking a lot of marijuana. So it's THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. This nutrient-dense food can be used as a storable food for up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. Your body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition, as we know. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call this number, folks. Here's that number. 908 area code. 2608. Once again, call hempusa.org or go to the website hempusa.org. But here's that number again. 908 area code 691-2608. All right, folks, I'm going to do that myself. I'm going to do that myself because I'm into food storage, and I want to get that 50% of protein and the good materials in the hemp product there for sustaining life, okay? All right, now, I want to get into something controversial. Now, I never do that, do I, folks? I never get into anything controversial. But I want to say this, that I'm very, very proud of our ex-president, former president, Jimmy Carter. Very proud. And so are all of our police and soldiers here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order. We have a lot of good Jewish soldiers and police officers that support the peace process in Israel. Now, the communist Zionists, who are Gentiles, who call themselves Jews over there, who have had control of Israel since the state was established in 1948. And by the way, yesterday was their 60th anniversary, and that's the reason I'm bringing this up. But the communist Zionists have been at war with the Arabs, and so state that Arabs are their enemies over there to force them out of the land and take over the whole Middle East. Now they have us going to war, our soldiers going to war, allegedly to fight terrorism, and it's not true, to take over the Middle East for the communist Zionists, okay? And soon, if God doesn't prevent it, and we're praying every day for God to prevent the attack on Iran and Syria, so that we can stop these wars for the international America today. They control the White House. They control the Supreme Court, the Congress, and the Senate through secret payments of millions of dollars into the pockets of our congressmen and senators every year from our tax dollars, okay? And they control the White House, and they control our military and all of our foreign policy. The neocon Trotskyites, which are communist Zionists, is what they are. And they control both Republican and Democratic Party, by the way, and all three of our candidates, Huey, Dewey, and Louie. They don't control Congressman Dr. Ron Paul at all. He's a Christian. He owes his allegiance to God and to our constitutional system. The other three, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, that's Hitlery, Obama Nation, and Songbird McCain, called that by the communist North Vietnamese, because when he got there, he started singing immediately, telling them everything they wanted to know, and even lies about the United States, to make them leave him alone, okay? He was a traitor the minute he landed in Vietnam from parachute, and he had broke his two arms bailing out, and he always said that the communist Vietnamese broke his arms to torture him. That was a lie, and we know it as Vietnam vets because the POWs told the truth, that he came in with his arms broken and an injured leg because he didn't hold his arms in like he's supposed to when he bailed out. But anyway, we're off the subject here talking about Traitor McCain. But anyway, these three, Hitlery, Obama Nation, Traitor McCain, or Songbird McCain as the communists call him, are CFR members. They're totally controlled by the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, which is a communist Zionist-controlled organization for world government. So they will keep up the same policies as Boy George Bush and Dick Cheney, who's the real president of the United States behind the scenes, taking us into this Antichrist world government system that is a super-rich and super-poor system, the communist system, in other words, of the super-rich and the super-poor and no middle class. That's what's coming up and why they're bringing us down to third-world nation status here in the United States so we can be merged together in this world system. Well, President Jimmy Carter is truly a man of peace. He's not trying to get the approval of the communist Zionist Gentiles that rule Israel. He's truly trying to get peace over in the Middle East because he knows it'll affect everything in the world. Most of the war going on around the world, or the war that will be going on around the world, if we bomb Iran and Syria, it'll start World War III against 1,300,000,000 Muslims who are living peacefully in other countries, by the way, for the most part. But they're really ticked off that America is funding with $4 to $12 to $20 billion a year the war machine against the Muslims in the Holy Lands over there. And we've been doing this for decades and decades and decades. And so Jimmy Carter wants to stop all this, and he wants peace. That's why he's so demonized on the Zionist-controlled media in America and the Zionist-controlled government in America. He's demonized because he truly wants peace. When the communist Zionists say, well, we're going to pull back from the Golan Heights or we're going to do this or that, they're lying, folks. They're absolutely lying. They're not pulling back at all. They're just lying to make you feel good that they're going to give the Palestinians some land over there so that they can live in peace. Well, they don't want peace. They want to kill off all the Palestinians and kill off all the Arabs and move them out of the whole Middle East. And they're using our troops to do it. So I just want to say here to Jimmy Carter for actually being there and trying his best to meet with the different factions, Hamas leaders and so forth, Lebanese leaders, to try to bring peace. Be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom94.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom94.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 94.com. Freedom94.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's one-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
Okay, folks, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old retired cop, Jack McLam, up here at our two police and military associations in the High Rocky Mountains of Idaho, USA. Good to be back with you folks. Yes, it's so important. The reason I bring up this Israeli situation, Israel thing, the communist Zionist situation, folks, is because it affects everything in our lives, everything. The communist Zionist, the neocon Trotskyites have taken over America. They have. They control the media, except for the alternative media like you're listening to today. They control Hollywood. They control most of the state houses in the United States because they've wined and dined the governors and put several million dollars a year into their pockets from the tax donations we give to Israel every day, or every year, rather. And same with our congressmen and senators. Secretly, they have secret bank accounts, and they put millions of dollars a year if they will just obey the communist, Zionist, neocon Trotskyites and do what they're told, and go along with the wars to take over the whole Middle East. The Bible says, folks, that this world, Antichrist world government system will come out of the Middle East, that it will come out of the Middle East, and that's exactly what's being developed right now with the help of our soldiers who are dying and killing for this Zionist communist movement to take over the world, this Antichrist world government system. We are helping to set it up with our brothers and sisters and sons and daughters as they go over there and lose their lives or get blown up and lose body parts and come back with depleted uranium poisoning and They've killed 1,200,000 Iraqi men, women, and children now, and the people themselves are rising up against our soldiers now. And one thing I want to tell you that I don't know if I told you before or not, but in reading the Holy Scripture, I have a Jewish brother that came to me, and he knows I read the King James Bible, because it's the closest there is to the Word of God. It came from the Geneva Bible, and the 1611 Bible was taken from the Geneva Bible, and it is the most thorough and correct Word of God there is out there. All these other Bibles have been developed on purpose to take you away from Scriptures. These New Age Bibles, the Revised Standard Version, and the New King James Version, they've changed a lot of things in those Bibles, folks, to make us think that the way they want us to think and not according to what God told us. But this Jewish brother brought me this Scripture and pointed out to me, which I've known for 15 years now, that dispensationalists are wrong, absolutely wrong. If you're a dispensationalist, you're absolutely wrong, folks, because dispensationalism was created by two Jewish Jesuit priests in about 1200, 1300 A.D., and it was created to take people away from the Scriptures, okay, to confuse them and to mess them up. And one of the guys' name was Ribera, and the other one's name was LeCoultre. And they developed this to take people out of Scripture and to destroy the Scriptures, basically, dispensationalism. And dispensationalists routinely claim that Israel never received all the land promised by God, and that's why so many of them want today's neocon Trotskyite communist Zionist over there, Gentiles, to take the land away from the Arabs by any means possible, usually killing them. But wait, folks, rewind the tape back up to Joshua's time, and here's what the Holy Bible states. If you believe that Jesus Christ and the disciples talked about giving the land back to Israel and to the Jewish people, you're wrong. There is nowhere that I have found, and this Jewish brother, Christian Jewish brother in the military that showed me this, said the same thing. Nowhere in the New Testament did God, Jesus Christ, who is God, nor the disciples talk about the Israelis or the Israelites or the Jews going back into the Holy Land and taking it over. And they certainly didn't say anything about them starting the blood sacrifices again, because Jesus Christ was the final blood sacrifice when he died on the cross. God, it's an abomination to God to go back into Israel and start sacrificing sheep and goats and rams and bulls and things like that again, because Jesus Christ ended all of that. We're under a new covenant today. But here's what he pointed out in Joshua's time, folks, and it shows how we've been lied to, and our ministers have been lied to in seminaries that have been taken over by God's enemies, Christian seminaries that have been taken over by God's enemies since the early 1900s. Joshua's time, we're going to Joshua 21, 43, 45 in the King James Version of the Bible. Okay, here's what it says. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land. Did you hear what I said, folks? And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land, which he swore to give them unto their fathers. And they possessed it, and they dwelt therein. Israel has already possessed the land, folks, and dwelt therein. God gave it to him a long time ago during Joshua's time. I'll be right back and we'll finish up Joshua 21, 43, 45. We'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Once upon a time, Megan, people bought their food at a grocery store.
Oh, I remember.
They're there, Mama.
A grocery store, Dad?
Yes, dear, but that was long ago.
But where did our food come from?
InternetGrocer.net.
InternetGrocer.net? So all these cans?
In uncertain times, we must be prepared. So we buy real canned meats, real canned cheese, and real canned butter from InternetGrocer.net.
Mm. And it's real good, Dad.
Only the highest quality dehydrated and freeze-dried foods and other emergency supplies. Drop shipped direct from the manufacturers right to our door.
So having stored food on hand means we don't have to go into town, right?
Your father's a wise man, Megan.
Be ready for an emergency with InternetGrocer.net's 1-year food supply, featuring the best variety in the business. Foods that will store 7 to 15 years or longer, unopened. Go to internet-grocer.net. That's internet-grocer.net or call 903-356-6443.
I'm using just Jews today to tell you a story, okay? Jews, Christian Jews, and also Torah Jews. All right, they're great American patriots. They're in the military and law enforcement. They bring us this material here to share, and I want to tell you the dispensationalists are absolutely wrong. I was a dispensationalist for years growing up. But then I started reading the Bible myself and ran into things like this, that not after 70 AD, when God got mad at Israel and took the blessings away from Israel and gave it to nations that would carry out his law and his will, which were the Christian nations, not after that time, folks, does it say in the Holy Bible that the Jews or Israel will return to the land over there and rebuild the temple and start these blood sacrifices. That's an abomination to God and to Jesus Christ, who was the final sacrifice. It's not in the scriptures. Don't you think, folks, something so important that Jesus Christ or the disciples would have talked about it in the New Testament? They didn't. It's not there. If you can find it, let me know. But we've been lied to. God gave Israel everything he promised when he was here. And that's what Joshua is saying here. Well, God's still here. I'm saying when he was here, he's still here. But here's what it says. And the Lord gave unto Israel all the land, which he swore to give unto their fathers, meaning the prophets, and they possessed it, and they dwelt therein, in the Holy Land. And the Lord gave them rest all about, according to all that he swore unto their fathers. And there stood not a man of all their enemies before them. The Lord delivered all their enemies into their hand. There failed nothing of any good thing which the Lord had spoken unto the house of Israel. They failed nothing. God gave them everything. It says here in Joshua 21, 43, 45, it all came to pass. There failed not aught any good thing which the Lord has spoken unto the house of Israel. It all came to pass. He gave them everything. So dispensationalists saying it's all in the future, it's in the future. 1948 was the beginning of God giving the Jews what he said he would. Folks, don't disagree with me. Try to disagree with the Holy Scriptures. King James Version, Joshua 21, 43, 45. He gave them all. It all came to pass. He gave them the land. They possessed it. They dwelt therein in peace. So this has all happened before, and folks, you can't find it in the Holy Scriptures. If you do, let me know, because I've read the Holy Scriptures over and over and over again, the whole Bible, and I can't find it where after 70 AD, when God got mad when they killed his son and they turned to apostasy, he destroyed Israel. He destroyed Israel by bringing his enemies, the Roman Titus, General Titus, into the land, and from 66 AD to 70 AD, he destroyed Israel and millions of Jews and his Israelites there, and destroyed it forever. And you let me know if you find it in the New Testament anywhere, folks, and you can look and look and look, and I don't think you're going to find it. But if you do, remember, go keep to the King James Bible. I knew the new perverted Bibles may very well have it in the New Testament, the ones that have been perverted. But go back to the Geneva Bible, the 1611 King James, or your King James, not the Revised Standard Version of the King James, not the New King James. Go to the King James Bible. It was taken from the 1611 Bible, and you find in there where Jesus Christ talked about the Jews coming back into the land, rebuilding the temple, and the disciples, none of them did. Because it's true, the Holy Bible says, and I'm not a Bible scholar, so I can't quote the place for you, but if you'll look in the Holy Bible, you'll find out where Jesus said, I have taken the blessings away from you, Israel, and I'm giving them to nations that will carry out my will. Now, that's not exactly the proper quote, but that's the essence of it. I'm taking it away from you. At one time, the Jews were God's chosen people, but he took that blessing away from them, and he gave it to nations that would carry out his will, which was Christian nations, Gentiles, Jews, Muslims that became Christians. Anybody that accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, God gave the blessings to, and gave the commands to carry out his will. And up to a time, the Christian nations did that until the seminaries were taken over by God's enemies, Satan, and God's enemies, and put out these preachers we have today that teach a perversion of the Bible, because they were taught perversion in seminaries. So, anyway, let's see, what time is it? Okay, there's a couple books I want you to get, folks, so that you can back up what I'm saying. One's written by a very important Jewish man who was killed for writing the book. This is Jack Bernstein. Jack Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. And he was an American Jew, patriotic American Jew, that went to Israel in, I forget what year. I'd have to go back and read his book again, folks. But anyway, he went back in 1967, I think it was, to Israel. He went to Israel to work to build up the Israeli state, and found out that it was all a lie. It was all a blatant lie. Okay, it was a communist Zionist state run by Gentiles that called themselves Jews, just like in Revelations in the Holy Bible, folks. It says that in the end days, there would be Jews who were really Gentiles conning you, calling themselves Jews, and you would believe it. And that's exactly who started Israel in 1948, the communist Zionist Gentiles that called themselves Jews. Ashkenazi Khazar Jews at one time in 740 A.D., King Joseph, head of the Khazarians in Eastern Europe, accepted Judaism, but then the super rich broke away from the Judaism of the Khazars and became atheist communists and started the Zionist movement, and they started Israel in 1948. They were Gentiles, but they still call themselves Jews, communist Zionists. And so I want you to read this book by Jack Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N. It's called The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. Now, don't give me this stuff, oh, you're talking against the Jews, God's going to smoke you out of your tennis shoes, send a lightning bolt and smoke you out of your tennis shoes. Folks, we're talking about Jews here. We have four Jewish organizations today, JewsAgainstZionism.com, JewsNotZionist.org, TrueTorahJews.org, and the Nutricarta Jews, millions and millions and millions of Jews that know exactly what we're talking about here today. And we got a lot of great American Jews in law enforcement and the military that bring me this stuff, this very vital information here, so we can stop being lied to, that these people over there that are running Israel today, these communist Zionists, are God's chosen people. They are not God's chosen people. The only God's chosen people on earth today are those that accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and that's right in the Holy Bible, folks. That's not this old cop saying this, retired cop. It's right in the Holy Bible. And luckily, our Jewish brothers and sisters know that. Our military and law enforcement Jewish people know that, and they bring me this material all the time and ask me to put it on the air because Jack Bernstein was murdered for writing this book, The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. He went over there, and he married a outside the Khazar Jews system, and he married a real Jew, a blood Jew, a female Jewess over there, who was a Sephardic Jew. And she became his wife, and he immediately fell from grace because it's a racist system over there against the real Jews, the Sephardic Jews that grew up in the Holy Land. There's absolute racism against them. They can't get good jobs. They work as almost like slaves for the Khazar Jews, the Ashkenazi Gentile communist Jews over there. And he found this out, and he wrote this book all about it. So please read his book, The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel. And I'm going to tell you something really neat, folks. It's on the web for free. You don't have to buy it. Just put in your search engine, The Life of an American Jew in Marxist Racist Israel, comma, Jack Bernstein, B-E-R-N-S-T-E-I-N, and push the search engine, and you'll find his book on the web for free. And print that out and read it and give it to your friends, because we've been lied to, we've been conned. It's not unusual. We've been conned, we've been lied to, because that happens quite a bit to us, okay? But that's the way it is today, folks. That's the way it is. Okay, I'm going to try to go to our callers. See now. Well, I can't find my call screen there. Okay, Georgia in Florida. Let's go to Georgia in Florida. I'll try to pull up my call screen again. It disappeared on me here. Georgia in Florida, welcome to the program, brother.
How you doing, Jack?
Doing well.
Yes, you know, the thing is, my mom's been dead for almost 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And you know, the thing is, I had a mean mom. My mom, when I went out with my friend, she insisted on knowing who they are.
Yeah.
She always wanted to know where I was at. Even like the trend, she never let me watch my own TV shows. Look how I turned out today.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, my mama was a good mama too, and she demanded these things. And matter of fact, when I started going with the rabble in Washington, D.C., the gang members in Washington, D.C., she sent me off to Tucson, Arizona to live and got me away from going to prison. All my buddies in Washington, D.C. went to prison, but I went to Phoenix or Tucson to be raised by my aunt and uncle because my mama couldn't handle me when I was a teenager, and I didn't go to prison. So I had a great mama, but she was tough. She was really tough. She would beat me with a switch at night if I did something wrong, and my sister would snitch me off. But anyway, George, go ahead.
Another thing. I'm reading a candidate for sheriff's website. He brings up this topic of assertive policing, and he doesn't seem to get the fact that all these agencies that did assertive policing are getting sued. And I want to ask, and he never answers the questions like, what about due process? Are you gonna preserve the constitutional rights of the residents? And you never get an answer from him.
No, you don't believe that anymore. They're being taught that the Constitution is old and antiquated. They were doing that when I was a academy instructor back in the Regional Police Academy in Phoenix, Arizona. Yeah.
And also he's saying there goes, the sheriff's office is a paramilitary agency. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
A paramilitary agency?
Well, they're turning it into one today, brother. They sure are.
And the thing is, I'm going to tell them, if you're Christian and born again, I said that those Bill of Rights come from the Bible. I said you fight against the Constitution. You're fighting against God.
That's right. It was built on biblical principles, the Constitution was. You're right, George. Listen, George, I got four other callers. I got to run, brother.
All right, God bless, Jack.
God bless you. Thank you so much. George in Florida is a warrior, my friends, and God bless him. Dave in Massachusetts, how are you, brother Dave?
Hello, Officer Jack McLam. You know, there's something I just love about that name.
Okay, what is it?
I think it's the lamb pot.
The lamb?
Yeah, oh. The lamb pot.
The lamb.
Yeah, I'm just trying to make you feel, Jack.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day, Jack, because if I may call you Jack.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why, Jack. It's appropriate. One time Jesus' mother and his brothers came to a house where Jesus was, and they thought Jesus had lost his mind.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and the people said, mother and your brethren are outside and everything. And, you know, Jesus said, who is my mother and who are my brethren?
It is they who do
the will of my heavenly Father.
Amen, brother.
So it's appropriate for me to wish you a happy Mother's Day.
Okay, brother. Thank you so much. Likewise to you, brother.
I got a couple of things. I know you want to get in some other callers here, too. One thing I want to say really quick, and I know this will make you feel good, and I might send you an email or something and tell you about it.
Okay.
I know you take great pride in your brother officers, Jack.
Some of them. Not the criminals, I don't.
Yeah. Obviously, you take great pride in the good police officers, which
yeah.
there are many, you know.
Right. Yeah.
There's more good. I like to believe there's more good than bad ones, and I know you do too. I know this will make you feel good, Jack, but a police officer saved my life, and there's no question about it. I would have been, not only would have I been dead meat, but I actually literally would have been ground meat if this police officer didn't save my life. There was no question about it. I immediately called him a hero, and it caught on. It's not just my opinion that he saved my life and he's a hero. He actually received a commendation in a public ceremony by the governor of Massachusetts for heroism.
Well, great. Thanks for helping with that, Dave. Appreciate it.
And I want you to know that, because I know it'll make you feel good, you know?
Yeah.
We have a lot of negative things about police officers and everything, and it's certainly important to praise police officers when they
absolutely, brother. Listen, I got to go to other callers here, Dave.
Hey, can I say one last thing?
Yeah, please go ahead.
I came up with a slogan, Chuck. I hope it catches on. I think it's pretty good. You can tell me what you think. But you know how the convention for Republican conventions is going to be in St. Paul's?
Yes.
So how's this? Nominate St. Paul's. Paul's.
Nominate St. Paul. Okay, I like that. I like it.
And Ron Paul, right? He's a saint. I know.
Right.
He's a little
Ron
saint.
Ron Paul. Very good. Thanks, Dave. God bless you, brother. Okay, Bruce in Illinois, hang on. We'll be right back after the break. Flora, hang on.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural wound care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores, also called bed sores. The Healing Formula was developed by a home caregiver with over 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including organic aloe vera gel and 35% hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, decreasing pain, while promoting healing. The Healing Formula has also proved effective in other areas, such as abrasions, cuts, burns, and rashes. There are over 6,000 peer-published documents on the ingredients in this healing bed sore formula, with not one adverse reaction reported when used properly. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee. If you are not completely satisfied, we offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, nurses, and anyone with a non-healing wound. Please visit our website at healingformula.com or call 800-357-2944. That's 800-357-2944.
Do you want to know right now how you can drive around using water as fuel and laugh at rising gas costs? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has all the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. Gas Freedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses a little electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns beautifully and provides tons of energy, while the end product is just water. Visit GasFreedom.info now to learn more. In just 10 minutes, you will discover exactly how this is possible.
This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know.
Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how very easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. Go to gasfreedom.info for this special offer. Turn any car into a hybrid for $300. Use the passcode RBN and receive $49 off. That's gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. 239-628-3708.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with cold, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Hot here, folks. Coming back quick, and let's go to Bruce in Illinois. Brother Bruce, welcome to the program.
Yes, Jack. Hey, I'm pleased that you and Ernie have made the connection between the Mark of the Beast and the Real ID Act.
Yeah.
But you know, there's more to that, and the National Animal ID is also part of that beast system.
I think.
And the reason
right,
I
brother.
Say that, Jack,
yeah.
is that. You know, how many people have a 911 number, excuse me, in the country? Well, under the National Animal ID system, your 911 number becomes a premises number. So that means even if you're a non-farmer, excuse me, you have a premises number through your 911 system. Now, what they have done, Jack, is they have taken, through the agricultural budget,
they have included the financing for a national database system for the premises registration system. Now, once you get a premises number, a farmer cannot buy or sell. Now, what that means is, as soon as the Agriculture Department creates this national database, that means all of the 911 numbers, which are your premises numbers, can be included into it. So what they're doing is, Jack, they're funding this database through the Ag Department. Now, our government has done this before. You know, they've had bioweapons programs that have been funded through the Ag Department. Through the Interior Department, they funded a program to study the seafloor so they could put a missile installation in the 1960s. So, I mean, this is what they're doing, and that's why I say it's important that we fight the National Animal ID System. Now, the one group that supports the National Animal ID System more than anyone is the Farm Bureau. And I believe, Jack, that if we began boycotting the Farm Bureau, since only 23% of their clients nationwide are farmers, they are an insurance company. You know, people can go to F as in Frank, B as in boy, FB.org and get all the phone numbers and contact information for the Farm Bureau. Or you can just call 202-406-3600 and tell them that we don't want a national animal ID system in any form and just start boycotting, just passing the word and just tell people, don't do business with the Farm Bureau. And maybe we can stop this thing because that thing creates... The National Animal ID creates the database that the Real ID Act needs to create this implement the beast system so that we can't buy or sell.
Thank you. Thank you, Bruce, very much. We're just about totally out of time here, brother. But you're right. You're right. The animal ID chipping of the animals is truly a part of the Mark of the Beast system. Thanks, Bruce. Appreciate it. I don't know if we got time to go to Flora in Idaho or not. Let's try. Flora, welcome to the program, sister.
Jack, you break my heart. You work so hard. You do not get time to see the fruits of your labor. God has given us the answer. Isaiah 20 through the end of Isaiah 10, 20. And Isaiah 66, hold on, I've got to hurry. I've got it all up on my webpage for what you said. It proves. But Jerusalem and Israel is born in a day, Jack. Now, go to Isaiah 66 and...
Isaiah 66?
Yes.
Okay.
66:10 and read that part of the end. It's on my webpage, littlebirdmypodcast.com. I did it all for you and your Jewish people. And the answer is in the scripture. You don't need a book. How many books do you need to read to know that God Almighty cares about these Jewish people?
Right.
I'm just frantic you don't hear the fruit of your work.
Right. Okay, sister, thank you. I hear the music coming up. God bless you. Thanks for your great research and keeping me up on things. I'll go look up Isaiah 66:10. Folks, that's it for this week. God bless all of you. Don't forget your prayers. Please pray with me every night to stop the next false flag bombing of America. God can do it. Just tell him to destroy those people giving those orders with double destruction like David did in the Bible. And also destroy those that are trying to destroy Iran and Syria. God bless all of you. Are you-